Easter Week 2 Wednesday Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name.
The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia.
Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia.
O God, creation's secret force, yourself unmoved, all motion's source, who from the morn till evening ray, through all its changes, guide the day. Grant us, when this short life is past, the glorious evening that shall last, that, by a holy death attained, eternal glory may be gained. To God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit, three in one, may every tongue and nation raise an endless song of thankful praise. We groan inwardly and await the redemption of our bodies. Psalm 38. I said, I will be watchful of my ways, for fear I should sin with my tongue. I will put a curb on my lips when the wicked man stands before me. I was dumb, silent, and still. His prosperity stirred my grief. My heart was burning within me. At the thought of it, the fire blazed up, and my tongue burst into speech. O Lord, you have shown me my end. How short is the length of my days. Now I know how fleeting is my life. You have given me a short span of days. My life is nothing in your sight. A mere breath, the man who stood so firm. A mere shadow, the man passing by. A mere breath, the riches he hoards, not knowing who will have them. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We groan inwardly and await the redemption of our bodies. Lord, hear my prayer. Do not be deaf to my tears. Psalm 38 continued. And now, Lord, what is there to wait for? In you rests all my hope. Set me free from all my sins. Do not make me the taunt of the fool. I was silent, not opening my lips, because this was all your doing. Take away your scourge from me. I am crushed by the blows of your hand. You punish man's sins and correct him. Like the moth, you devour all he treasures. Mortal man is no more than a breath. O Lord, hear my prayer. O Lord, turn your ear to my cry. Do not be deaf to my tears. In your house I am a passing guest, a pilgrim, like all my fathers. Look away that I may breathe again, before I depart to be no more. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, hear my prayer. Do not be deaf to my tears. I trust in the goodness of God for ever and ever. Psalm 51. Why do you boast of your wickedness, you champion of evil, planning ruin all day long? Your tongue, like a sharpened razor, you master of deceit. You love evil more than good, lies more than truth. You love the destructive word, you tongue of deceit. For this God will destroy you and remove you forever. He will snatch you from your tent and uproot you from the land of the living. The just shall see and fear. They shall laugh and say, "So this is the man who refused to take God as his stronghold, but trusted in the greatness of his wealth and grew powerful by his crimes." But I am like a growing olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the goodness of God for ever and ever. I will thank you forevermore, for this is your doing. I will proclaim that your name is good in the presence of your friends. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I trust in the goodness of God for ever and ever.
God raised Christ from the dead, alleluia, so that we would have faith and hope in God. Alleluia. A reading from the book of the Apocalypse, chapter 2. I, John, heard the Lord saying to me, "To the angel of the church of Pergamum write, This is the message from the one who has the sharp two-edged sword. I know where you live, there where Satan has his throne. You are true to me, and you do not abandon your faith in me, even during the time when Antipas, a faithful witness for me, was killed there where Satan lives. But here are a few things I have against you. There are with you some who follow the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak how to cause the people of Israel to sin by eating food that had been offered to idols, and by committing immorality. In the same way you also have people among you who follow the teaching of the Nicolaitans. Turn from your sins, then. If not, I will come to you and fight against those people with the sword that comes out of my mouth. If you have ears, then, listen to what the Spirit says to the churches. To those who have won the victory, I will give some of the hidden manna. I will also give each of them a white stone on which a new name is written, which no one knows except the one who receives it. To the angel of the church in Thyatira write, This is the message from the Son of God, whose eyes blaze like fire, whose feet shine like polished brass. I know what you do. I know your love, your faithfulness, your service, and your patience. I know that you are doing more now than you did at first. But here is what I have against you. You tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a messenger of God. She teaches and misleads my servants into committing immorality and eating food that has been offered to idols. I have given her time to turn from her sins, but she does not wish to turn from her immorality. And so I will throw her on a bed where she and those who committed adultery with her will suffer terribly. I will do this now, unless they repent from the wicked things they did with her. I will also kill her followers, and then all the churches will know that I am he who knows men's thoughts and wishes. I will repay each one of you according to what you have done. But the rest of you in Thyatira have not followed this evil teaching. You have not learned what others call the deep secrets of Satan. I say to you that I will not put any other burden on you, but you must hold firmly to what you have until I come. To those who win the victory, who continue to do what I want until the very end, I will give the same authority which I received from my Father. I will give them authority over the nations, to rule them with an iron rod, and to break them to pieces like clay pots. I will also give them the morning star. If you have ears, then, listen to what the Spirit says to the churches. Responsory from Revelations 2. This is the message from the Son of God, whose eyes blaze like fire. I am he who knows men's thoughts and wishes. I will repay each one of you according to what you have done.
Alleluia. I am coming soon. I will bring my reward with me. I will repay each one of you according to what you have done. Alleluia. A reading from the sermons of Pope St. Leo the Great. Christ living in his church. Beloved, it cannot be doubted that the Son of God assumed human nature so intimately that there is one single Christ in the man who was the firstborn of all creation and also in all his saints. The head cannot be separated from the members, nor can the members from the head. It is a property not of his human but of his eternal life that God should be everything to everyone. Nevertheless, even now he dwells inseparably in his temple, the Church, according to his promise, "Lo, I am with you always, to the close of the age." It is not only as past history that we know all the Son of God did and taught for the reconciliation of the world. Here and now we feel the effects of its power. He it is who was born of the Virgin Mary by the power of the Holy Spirit, and by the action of the same Spirit keeps his Church spotless and makes her fruitful. So a numberless throng of the sons of God is born by the birth of baptism. To them the saying applies, "Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." He it is in whose person the offspring of Abraham is blessed by the adoption of the whole world. The patriarch becomes the father of all nations when they are born as sons of the promise, not according to the flesh, but by faith. He it is who makes a single flock of holy sheep from every race under heaven without exception. Every day he fulfills the promise he made when he said, "I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will hear my voice, and they shall be one flock and one shepherd." It was to St. Peter in the first place that he said, "Feed my sheep." But it is he alone, the Lord, who directs all the sheep in the discharge of their office. All who come to the rock he feeds in rich and well-watered pastures. The good shepherd in his goodness laid down his life for his sheep. So too his countless sheep are strengthened and nourished by love, and do not hesitate in their turn to die for the sake of the shepherd. He it is whose sufferings are shared by the martyrs with their glorious courage, and by all those who believe and are born again at the moment of their regeneration. This is why we duly celebrate the Lord's Pasch with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. The leaven of our old malice is thrown away, and a new creature drinks deep and feeds upon the Lord himself. For our participation in the body and blood of Christ has this effect. It makes us become what we receive. It enables us with our whole being, in our spirit and our flesh, to bear him in whom and with whom we have died and been buried and risen again. Responsory from John 10. I am the good shepherd, I know my sheep, and they know me. Alleluia. I myself will search for my sheep, find them for myself, rescue from every kingdom, recovered from every land. I will bring them back to their own country, and they shall have pasture. I shall know my sheep, and they know me. Alleluia. Let us pray. Year by year, Lord, we recall the mystery of Easter, the mystery which restored mankind to its lost dignity and brought the hope of resurrection. Grant that we may possess eternally in love what we now worship in faith. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.